Hey everyone, I'm Megan Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome to the show that is all about uncovering the awesome in the everyday. Each week, my co-hosts and I give our favorite tips, share our best stories, and confide our true confessions as we invite you to join us in the pursuit of awesome. This is episode 103 of Sorta Awesome. And this week I'm joined by my dear friend and amazing co-host, Kelly Gordon. And we are here this week to indulge in what has become a sort of time-honored tradition around here. Because Kelly and I are such big fans of summer, we are like the kind of people who are aggressively here for summer. Does that sound yes. accurate, Kelly?
Yes, absolutely. Aggressively, very pro-summer.
Definitely. So since we are just such unreasonably huge fans of summer, every year we put together an episode with all of our very best ideas for squeezing every drop of goodness out of the summer season. So today we have a list of 10 things that are going to make you love summer 2017, including hair and skin suggestions, cool dessert treats, awesome sandals, super cheap but super cute sunglasses, and just all of the things that you could possibly need to know for summer. We're going to get to all of that in just a minute, but first, Kelly, let's go ahead and start this show the way we always do with our awesomes of the week.
Hey, awesomes. Okay, so I have a fun awesome of the week for you. This is something that is not my normal bag of tea, but it is a beauty box. So Megan, I know that you're familiar with beauty boxes. They're out there. They're subscription services often. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that I haven't done this before, is that being a person who isn't as interested in trying new products, new beauty products, it just seemed like more of a commitment than I wanted to make.
Sure.
However, I do a lot of shopping at Target.com.
Yes.
We'll just leave that there.
Yes.
And when I was there the other day, they asked me if I wanted to add on a beauty box for the month. Uh-huh. At the time, it was $10, although I look right now and they're only $7.
Oh, wow.
They're not a subscription service, although I do believe that you could subscribe to them if you wanted to.
Okay.
But they are the exact same thing. And I think what I like about them is that they are not a subscription service, but it's the same ability to try new products and sample some things that maybe you wouldn't normally try.
Gotcha.
So I took a picture of my May beauty box. I will share that online somewhere this week on one of our social media channels. But I'll just give you an idea of what's in the June beauty box, if any awesomes want to go check it out. It's like sunscreen. And again, all of these are sample sizes, so mm-hmm. they're not going to get you through the whole summer.
Right, right. Yes.
But it's a Hawaiian Tropic sunscreen, a Beach Blonde sea salt spray to make that like beachy hair sort of a thing.
Yes.
There's a nail polish that looks really coral in color. There's a sheet facial mask. Mm-hmm. Like a miracle treatment for your hair. There's a razor and some concealer that's got coconut oil infused sort of things. So just little sample sizes of all of these things, but how fun.
Yes.
To get to try and to try some new products. So I know that for me, at least, I tend to get overwhelmed when I enter the beauty aisle of any store.
Me too. Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. Which is why I'm still using Noxzema.
Right?
Because it's like what I've used all my life. And that's okay. I think that's fine. It's nice to have some go-to products that you're like, this works. It doesn't upset my skin. You know, whatever. You need to check those boxes.
Yes.
But this beauty box that I got in May was really fun. I had one thing that was a red clay mask. And it actually even says in the instructions, it says, you know, put on your face, let dry until you look like an extra in a zombie movie. Wash off.
So fun.
And I was like, see, I would never have looked like an extra in a zombie movie without this beauty box. And it is. It's like tomato juice red on your face. It's kind of scary. I scared my kids.
I bet.
But it was such an inexpensive way for me to try new products and not a commitment of the subscription.
Yes.
And I will also say that when I looked today at Target.com, they're also doing one for Father's Day.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So it's all men's products.
Yeah.
So a $7 easy little here to the man in your life. You can try some different things. That might be a fun gift.
Definitely. I like that. Well, I subscribe to Ipsy. And like you said, it is a commitment. Another thing about Ipsy, I don't know if it's still like this, but when I initially signed up for it, I had to wait for several months just to be added in. to the system, I guess, because it's become so popular. But it is definitely a commitment that you have every month. So I like that you can just kind of do it whenever through Target.com. I hadn't even heard of this. So that's really great.
The weird thing is that here I am in Target headquarters in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I hadn't either. So when it just kind of popped up on my window, I was like, what is this? I haven't even heard of this. So there you go, awesomes. Hopefully we can help spread the word and you can get a little bit of extra awesome for your summer in your face.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Kelly. So fairly recently, I've mentioned here in Sort of Awesome, talked about the fact that we don't have a dog. In fact, it was really recent, just like on last week's episode, that I said that.
See how the mighty fall.
That's right. What a difference 1 week can make, because my awesome of the week this week is also my exhaustion of the week. We have a new puppy in our life.
Yay!
So that's right. Last week we brought home a really pretty, really sweet white German Shepherd puppy. And because she is such a beautiful blonde, we knew that her name had to be Zsa Zsa, as in the late great Zsa Zsa Gabor, who was the queen of all things blonde and glamorous.
Yes.
So we had been looking and looking and thinking about bringing a dog into our family. I've mentioned on the show that our girls especially have been begging for years. From even before the twins were born, they were begging for a dog, and we just kind of were overwhelmed and kept putting them off. And Kyle and I had decided that by the end of the summer, we would get a dog. We had told the girls, okay, by the end of the summer, we'll get a dog. A dog can keep mom company at home during the day since all four of my children are going to school in August. So we had kind of set that in their mind. But again, privately, we decided if the right dog came along at the right time, we would just go ahead and do it. So we had been looking and looking. And at the very last minute, some things came together last week for us to go bring home a new puppy. Kyle had a white German Shepherd when he was little. Her name was Dixie, and he just adored that dog. She was so gentle and so fun, and lots of romping around and playing and happy memories from when he was a little boy and had Dixie. So we kind of had that in our hearts, and now we have our own little puppy who is lots of fun, very gentle, but lots of romping around and running and
right,
all of those puppy things. And so we had not told the kids that we were going to go and pick her up last week. We just told them that we were going to step out for a quick cup of coffee and we'd be right back. And so when we brought her home, you know, everybody's going bananas and saying, is this really happening? The girls kept saying, is this real life?
It's so sweet. I just love that reaction.
Yay. Oh, it was so fun. So it was a big surprise. We are adjusting. You all may hear some puppy sounds in the background today. She's sitting at my feet, gnawing on a bone, something out of her bark box, actually. And she and I are downstairs. In fact, if the sound sounds a little bit different this week, I've never recorded in our downstairs, maybe a little bit different audio experience, but I have to keep an eye on our Zsa Zsa. So yeah, we're all adjusting. House training is going great. We're getting started in crate training, which is a little bit more of a challenge, but we're getting there. So yeah, it's just a whole new world of puppy life around here.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm aggressively pro puppy as well. So,
well, she has been so much fun. So I'm sure I will keep you all updated with Zsa Zsa updates as we go along. Okay, well, before we talk about our list of 10 glorious ideas for summer 2017, I wanted to tell you all I'm so thrilled to have Lola sponsor this episode of Sorta Awesome. Now, I've talked about Lola on the show before, but just as a reminder, Lola is the woman-owned company that ships monthly period products right to your door. And if you think about it, it's pretty troubling that the FDA does not require brands to provide a complete list of ingredients in their feminine care products. But thankfully, you don't have to give that a second thought with Lola. They are committed to complete transparency with their entire product line, and all of Lola's products are made from 100% cotton. I've been a customer of Lola for years, and what I truly love about them is that they're a company founded by women for women, and they know that each of us know our bodies and our cycles better than anyone else. And so because of that, They let you completely customize your box of products every single month. So, for example, if you're ordering a box of 18 tampons, you get to pick how many you want to be light, how many to be regular, and so on. And you can totally customize the whole thing. Your mix of products, your choice for absorbency, how often you want them delivered, and you can change up your shipment at any time or even skip a month if you need to. Because the team at Lola wants you to know how awesome it is to have 100% cotton feminine care products shipped right to your door every month, they are offering 60% off of your first order when you go to mylola.com and enter promo code AWESOME when you subscribe. So to check out Lola and get 60% off of your first order, go to mylola.com, enter promo code AWESOME when you subscribe, and all of these details will be in today's show notes for you. So thank you so much, Lola. Okay, so Kelly, you and I have established that we agree. If you are a person that likes things that are good, you like summer.
Yes, that is right. If you are a person that likes things that are good.
So we enjoy it so much, and we really love putting together these seasonal list shows. I feel like we haven't done one in a while. But Kelly, you and I, we've done a couple of these. You can go way back to episode 11 for our first summer list show. That was when Kelly introduced us to her amazing Cajun turkey burgers. And then last year, episode 60, we did another summer list show. Kelly taught us about Circle by Disney, how to monitor screen time. I talked about the joys of doing summer camp at home, and we've just done a ton of ideas through the years for summer. So here we are again. We have 10 ideas to help you thoroughly enjoy the summer. And Kelly, I would love for you to get us started with the first thing on your list.
Okay. Well, I have so many good ideas about summer. I'm so looking forward to summer awesomes. I always am. Especially here, I think, in the upper Midwest. It's just a short season. It's a beloved season. So we just want to milk every little bit that we can. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about is something that we just started to do as a family just a few years ago. It is that we wanted to go camping, but we have four kids and, you know, two of them are big now. In fact, my son, who's 13, just is right at my height. So he's, you know, we're just at those, getting to those adult stages. We really don't have a tent that we can fit in comfortably anymore. There are tents that they make for large families, you know, but of course, then they require to some degree special campsites. You need to make sure that the site that you're going to go to can fit a really big tent.
Sure, yeah.
So what we decided to do was look into renting a pop-up camper.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right? So my husband used to go camping with his family in a pop-up. They owned one. So that was really where we started, was should we invest in a pop-up camper? Because then we can fit everybody. It's just an easier camping experience as far as, you know, what you have available to you as a family, especially, again, here in the upper Midwest, to have either a heater or air conditioner. You know, those things, you have a bed, it's just easier to carry everything because you can store your sleeping bags and your gear and your food in the pop-up as you're traveling.
Sure, yeah.
So we went online to look and we found this local place that just rents pop-ups. And you guys, it really was a game changer for us because we didn't have to invest in a pop-up for ourselves. We just don't camp enough to make it worth that. It might be two times a summer. And then, of course, you have to store it somewhere and all of that. So we found this little local business where we can rent a pop-up and go camping. And it really has made camping so much more fun for our family. Not only, like I said, do we have, you know, a little bit of climate control. You have water. People can brush their teeth in the camper. If it's raining, it's not like a tent where you can hardly even stand up. You can eat inside of there. You can even cook inside of there. There have been some mornings where it's been a cool rainy morning and we'll just fire up the little gas, you know, stove in there and make our scrambled eggs. So for just a couple hundred dollars and then, you know, not much money for a campsite, we can go to some really neat places as a family. We don't have to store things. We don't have to spend a lot of money. And of course, the people that we rent from here in the Twin Cities are fantastic. They're just a couple who decided to make this their business. So they just bought a bunch of pop-ups and even some bigger trailer tent sort of things. So that would be my first tip for summer. If you guys want to get out and go explore the area around you with your family or even with friends, and you think, oh, I don't have all the gear. I don't know where to go. Should I buy a tent? this is a great way to take a little baby step out into the world of camping, is just to rent a pop-up.
That is so fun. I have to confess, we are not good campers around here, but a lot of the options, like you were kind of talking through, especially when you have four children, trying to figure out how to make it all work and make it manageable for a family that size. It's always just kind of been like, oh, I don't even know, is it even worth it? But now I'm feeling like that sounds like something we could do. We could totally do that. Yeah. So,
yeah, so we were very pleasantly surprised that it was something that we could do and even enjoy.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, the first one on my list is something that I am constantly reaching for during the summer, and that is a great pair of sunglasses. But Kelly, I have to tell you, never in my whole entire life have I been one to spend a lot of money on nice sunglasses, even before I had children, because I am the person that will lose them or break them myself. I can't even blame my children for this. I mean, going back to like my teenage years and through college and before we had kids, I'm just the worst. I leave them places. I will sit on them in the car. They fall in the lake. I mean, just everything. So I don't trust myself with expensive sunglasses. So I'm always looking for great ones that I can pick up. And if I lose them or break them, which is going to happen, then I'm not heartbroken and I'm not out of a ton of cash. So I found this company on Amazon through one of my favorite people to look to when it comes to all things cool and that you need to know about. And that is from the Two Bossy Dames newsletter. They recently had an edition where they did a big rundown on sunglasses. And so there's this company on Amazon called Zero UV. It's the word zero written out, Z-E-R-O, and then UV on Amazon. They have a ton of sunglass styles. All of their sunglasses have full UVA and UVB protection. Almost all of their sunglasses are under $20, but many of them are right at the $10 mark.
What?
I know. Are they prime? They're prime. Yes. And on some of them, not all of them, but if you click through their listings, some of them, they even have a special like two for $15 promotion going on.
Wow.
Yes. So they're nice, cheap sunglasses. They're so fun. I don't know. I really feel like summer is the time to just kind of like let your hair down and do things that you wouldn't normally do. So if you wanted to get some sunglasses that are not normally your style, maybe they're a little bit more youthful than your usual choices, this is a great time to do it. They have tortoiseshell cat eyes that have like a cute little rhinestone bow on them. In fact, they have a ton of cat eye style sunglasses if you're into that kind of thing. You can do polka dot frames. They have those really big oversized circle lenses that are trendy and fun. But again, you don't have to spend a lot of money if you just want to play around with this trend that's in right now. You could do like heart lenses and frames, mirrored lenses. And of course, they have more classic styles like aviators. So it's just really fun. Again, it's Zero UV. And of course, this will be in the show notes. So this will be an episode where we have tons of links and information in the show notes and in your episode description in your podcast app, so you can catch all of these links to things that we're talking about. But for sure, check out Zero UV on Amazon, because you can stock up. You could pick five different sunglasses to have fun with this summer. So,
oh, I love that. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. I have one pair of sunglasses right now that it is a miracle that I have not lost them, because they are a year old.
Oh, wow.
And that's like a, that's a long time. To lose them. Yeah, whatever. They just disappear or they stretch out, you know, where I put them back in my hair and then they don't fit well anymore. So definitely I will be checking that one out. And you're right. I think summer is the time to try something outside of the box. And that's a very low cost commitment to try something.
Yeah.
That's just fun and unusual.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next on your list?
So next on my list, I will stick with the theme of things to wear. Okay. I have just, I shouldn't say I've discovered this, because here's the backstory. Years ago, my sister, I think when she first started having kids, which was 10 years ago now, she gave me a pair of her flip-flops that no longer fit her, because like a lot of us in pregnancy, her feet grew. So then she was like, okay, these don't fit me, but they'll fit you.
Yeah.
So I didn't even spend any money on these. They were Reef flip-flops. Reef is the brand name. And they were amazing.
Yeah.
Like super comfortable, really, really thick bottomed flip-flops.
Yes.
And they were the ones that I left by the door that I wore all the time. You know, I mean, to the beach, to run and get the mail, to take somebody to a practice or a lesson. They were just super easy, super comfortable. They didn't look super dressy or anything. They're not, you know, cute sandals in that sort of a way. Right. But yet it didn't matter. They were so much better than the $5 flip-flops that you're going to get at Old Navy. Mm-hmm. I have a few of those in different colors, whatever, but they're basically no soles to those. They're just like flat cardboard. So yeah. These actually cushioned my midlife lady feet.
Right.
Somehow I lost my beloved Reef sandals last summer at the end of the summer. I have no idea how. It's so weird. I'm like, where would I don't take them off and leave them places.
Right.
You know, like how could they be gone? So I kind of kept thinking, I first noticed this when we were packing for a spring break trip and I went to find them and they were nowhere to be found. And I thought, well, they'll just show up. They must be in a bag somewhere. Or when we get out the swimming gear, they're going to be at the bottom of the trunk. I really haven't found them. So last week I went online and was like, I need to replace these sandals. They were such an integral part of summer for me. So I went to reef.com and you guys, they have so many cute, kind of sporty. They have super thick cushioned sandals. Some of them even have arch support. So I ended up getting some new flip-flops. Now mine are mint green on the top, like the little cloth part. Mine are the super cushioned flip-flops and they do have arch support. So again, if you're the kind of person who's like, oh, I wish I could do flip-flops, but they just don't have enough support for my feet, I would highly encourage you to go online. Reef has so many options of that exact thing of cushioned arch support sandals. You would be able to find something. And like a lot of online retailers, they do a code for your first purchase. So if you sign up for their email, which I did, I got $10 off my first purchase. So my Reef sandals were like $20.
Nice. That's
so
great.
Yeah, I mean, I wear my Teva sandals a lot in the summer. Those are my next go-to. But again, for the ease of just slipping on, slipping off, these Reef sandals cannot be beat. And they're really not a lot of money either.
That is a brand I'm always hearing about. I have terrible feet now because I wore way too many $5 Target Old Navy flip-flops when I was younger. So now I have terrible old lady feet. So whenever I have checked around about trying to find some flip-flops that have more support, that are not going to be killing my feet by lunchtime, I've heard Reef come up over and over. I've never tried them myself, but that's pretty amazing for a good supportive pair of flip-flops.
Yeah, no, not a bad price. And they really have some very cute colors and fun styles. So yeah, what's your next thing?
Okay, you know how it is in the summer when you have all of your kids around and everybody wants to eat all the time.
I know. What is it with all of the eating, people?
So much eating in the summer. And it gets tricky because during the summer, you want just something that you can just grab and go. A lot of times you might be out of the house to go to camp or whatever the thing is. And so sometimes in the past, even though we don't do cereal during the school year, I've been like, well, I'll just keep cereal on hand. But Kelly, I don't know about at your house, but a box of cereal or even two boxes of cereal are gone in like days or hours, yes. Even sometimes.
Oh my goodness. Like. My teenage son can put down a Costco size box. That's two bags of frosted mini wheats in like a week because he uses this industrial size bowl. I'm like, I think that's five servings.
I know.
So yes, I understand the cereal pain is real.
The cereal struggle. It's so real. So instead of doing cereal this summer for a quick summertime breakfast, I'm going to try smoothie bowls. Now, Kelly, I know you're a fan of smoothies just on a day-to-day basis for breakfast. We have not been big smoothie people because my girls will get like really excited about it and pick all these great flavors and stuff. And then we'll make the smoothie and they'll drink a third of it. And then they're like, I'm done or whatever. So we're going to experiment, though, a little this summer with doing a smoothie bowl. And I know these have been kind of popular, kind of trendy to do for a couple of years. I've never tried it, but we're going to give it a try this year to see how this works out with starting out our day with a huge serving of fruits and vegetables and healthy nuts and all of the things that you can do with a smoothie. So I've been doing a little research, figuring out how to do these. It seems like if you start with frozen fruit and like a banana to do the smoothie part, you can mix it up where it's nice and thick and it's not soup-like. When I first heard smoothie bowl, I was like, how do you drink it? Like slurp it out of a bowl like soup? It was so
right.
Confused.
No, I know. I think that's the first reaction most people have.
So it seems like if you start with frozen fruit and a banana, it's going to give you a nice thick texture to sort of make the base. You can pour it into a good cereal bowl or an industrial sized cooking bowl like your son does. And then you can add all kinds of fun toppings on top with your whole fruits. So maybe like if you do an almond butter and raspberry smoothie, then you can top it with granola and some coconut and then fresh whole raspberries to go on top. Chocolate peanut butter banana smoothie to go in the bowl. You could slice up bananas to go on top, maybe sprinkle some other kinds of nuts on top. I'm really looking forward to trying something along the lines of like a blueberry spinach pineapple smoothie, and then kind of again topping it with something that's going to have a little bit of crunch to it. So I think that's a fun thing about it. I do think that just texture-wise, it would make a difference to have some of those crunchy whole things as toppings. And then it gives it a little bit more, I don't know, interest. So it keeps you going a little bit more than just drinking a smoothie, which I'm fine with, but my kids have never really gotten into smoothies. But we're going to give it a try this summer, Kelly, and see how this works out. But I'm super excited to keep everybody really focused on fresh fruits and vegetables. While they're in season, we may as well be eating them as much as we can. So,
right. Yeah. And you do eat them with a spoon, though, right?
Yes.
Like, I've heard of them, but I've never tried one. So then you do sit down and eat it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's almost like a soft serve ice cream on the bottom. Not that creamy, because it's just going to be, you know, fruits and banana. And, you know, if you add some kind of nut butter to it. So it's not going to be quite that creamy consistency, but you want it to have a nice thickness like that.
Right.
So that you can just, spoon it. So.
And if your bananas are frozen, too, a frozen banana really makes things creamy. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, because we have gotten so into smoothies this year, that I have started to buy bananas like at every stop I make at any place that sells bananas. Because if they go bad, you know, if they start to get too ripe for anybody in our house to eat, I just throw them in the freezer. So I always have this big bag of, one of the things I learned the hard way is just to break them into small pieces.
Yes.
I used to like break them in half and throw them on a cookie tray in the freezer. Not small enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can make a very sort of soft serve texture smoothie if you want to. And you know, I'm thinking this is not very healthy. But if I was trying to get my kids to try it, I would probably sprinkle on a few mini M&Ms or chocolate chips as well.
Right.
Like if we're going to put on some peanuts on this banana one, banana peanut butter, and then we're going to sprinkle on something that's fun and colorful. You could even do sprinkles of some sort.
Yes.
So that way it just like it draws them in like, okay.
Right.
It's not just kale and pineapple.
That's a great tip. Yeah.
Colors.
I'm totally going to do that. I think they'll love it. Like you said, it's just a little enticement to get them to try those. So we'll see how that turns out. So
yeah, exactly. Right. I think that's funny. I was just thinking my next thing is also something that I haven't done yet. So awesome. So we're giving you our intentions.
Yes.
I was at Costco the other day. This is a side story, but I was looking at the books that they have for the summer for kids to not have the summer slides with the little workbooks, different grade levels. And there was another mom and we were both looking at them and kind of laughing with each other. Like, this is what we do every year. We buy these with all the intentions and then we throw them away in August with two pages done.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Or you file it away. But this is what we're doing right now. We're all full of hope and good intentions.
That's right.
So here's one of the things that I intend to try this summer. It's basically, it's kind of two things, but it's the same idea. Is giving my kids more structured, fun learning opportunities. So one of the things that I've actually have tried the last couple of months is Kiwi Crate. It was in the awesome bundle that we sold just a couple of months ago. There was a free trial subscription in there.
That's right.
So that was what kind of gave me the push to finally try Kiwi Crate, which I have looked at for years and thought, that sounds really interesting. If you're not familiar, Kiwi Crate is a subscription monthly service. They have lots of different levels anymore. They even have some boxes for even like preschool toddler set. And then they have the traditional Kiwi Crate, which is more maybe artsy.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting what is called Tinker Crate. It's kind of more the older set. It's more like engineering. But I just knew that my seven-year-old, who is a science nut, would love the kind of things that they have. So we have tried it now for 2 months. It's normally about $20 a month to get this box sent to you. Has two projects in it, as well as kind of a magazine talking about whatever the topic is for the month. So if it's vortexes, you know, or the one that we just got this weekend was making a 3D viewer. So then it's talking about how your brain interprets 3D and all the different uses that it has in the real world and that sort of thing. I will tell you that it keeps my kids, especially the two younger ones, but the older ones are kind of intrigued too, because they're not really so far out of the range of wanting to do stuff like this. It's like putting together like a Lego project, you know, where you get the step-by-step instructions and they're so intrigued by it. It's like a whole, I would say it's at least half a day to one day where they are playing with this, they're reading about it, they're trying new ways to use it, then they do the next project. And so to have that exciting thing happening, even if it's just for the summer, is what I was thinking. I don't know if I'll do it all year round. But for these 3 months when we all dread that I'm bored call, to have some extra thing that's coming in that you can look forward to or that you can even stash for a rainy day. That's what I did. I got it last week. My son saw it and I was like, nope, it's going to rain on Memorial Day. We are saving it for that day because we can't go outside and play.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. You could do that. The other thing that I want to try, and this sounds super intriguing to me, is an online course for kids. It's called jam.com, J-A-M.
Okay. I have not heard of this.
I saw it on Facebook. They obviously lured me in. They did a good job. It was a sponsored sort of post. So they have e-courses for kids. And the really cool thing is just like what they are. They're for that kind of middle age range of kids. So like, you know, 7 to 15.
Oh, perfect.
Right? So yeah, where they're really, I should be doing something, but I'm not exactly sure what. They're not maybe the kids who are just going to wake up and go play with Legos or the Polly Pockets anymore. Although hopefully they will. But they'll have courses. They have build anything with Legos. They have a drawing boot camp, animate drawings, invent machines, cooking, how to host a Minecraft video show, music star sort of stuff. And within each of those categories that I just read you, and of course they even have more, they have dozens of lessons, projects within there, right?
Yeah.
So it sounds super intriguing. And the really cool thing is that they have adult mentors, if you will. As the kids take these projects, they can ask questions. I don't understand this. Does this look right? That sort of thing. So they have like this interaction.
That's amazing. I have never heard of this.
On the site as well.
I love
it. It sounds, and really the site is, it looks really cool. They've done a good job, you know, putting it together. You can try a 2-week trial for free. So I haven't used mine yet because I've been waiting for summer. But then I think it's a monthly subscription. So you would be like, it's like $20 a month for one child to be doing one course, or they have a yearly thing, which takes that cost way down to, I think, like $8 if you just pay one lump sum. But that's something that I was just thinking to have, even if it's online, even though we fight those screen battles, to have something that is a fun learning opportunity for my kids. That I did buy a couple of workbooks for my younger kids, but it's not that here's your homework sort of a feel. If it's, hey, what do you want to do? You want to learn to make animations? Let's look into that. And it's something that they can do at home. It's something that they can do at their own pace. I don't know about you, Megan, but sometimes I'll sign my kids up for some lesson that they wanted to do or an activity at the library. Mm-hmm. And then that particular day comes and they've been excited about it, but now they don't want to go. They're having a bad day. It's sunny out and they don't want to go sit inside. I don't want to go. And I'm like, you said you wanted. I registered. I paid money. So the idea of something that they can just do online at their own pace is attractive to me.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I am so into this. I feel like I'm having a whole revelation about summer stuff to do over here.
Right.
So I am digging that idea so much.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, speaking of ways to keep busy, the next item on my list is going to help those of us who rely on reading or look forward to reading to keep ourselves and maybe our kids busy during the summer a little bit as well. So lots of us have fired up our reading lists for the summer. I have to tell you that my very favorite time to read and get some reading in is either very early in the morning before everybody gets up and gets busy or after bedtime. And so because of that, I'm always thinking like, what's the best reading setup, particularly maybe not so much early in the morning, but because I can come downstairs, but late at night when my husband is either going to sleep or maybe he's watching TV and I don't want to, you know, keep bright lights on. I have found maybe the best reading lamp that I have ever come across, ever. I used to just get whatever kind of little cheapy ones from the store and just make do with whatever I picked up. I was constantly run out of batteries and then I'd get lazy about getting them switched out and not use it, or a child would take it and use it, you know, in their room, and then I couldn't find it.
Amen.
Whatever, all of these problems. So I have found the best reading lamp. I found it on Amazon. It's from a company called Ecologic Mart. And what they have done is created a reading lamp where it has a clip on it. You could use it for other things besides reading, but for sure you could use it for reading. It has a clip, and then it has actually two heads, like two bendable arms where you can adjust it. And so you can have a light for each page as you're reading. So, you know, it's not like you have to share the light between the two pages. Each page gets its own light then.
Nice.
Yeah. And what I really love about it is a warm light. So it's a nice warm glow. Again, because I've just been getting whatever cheapy reading lights, a lot of them have like a really bluish tinted light with them, which can interrupt your sleep. And these warm lights really do. I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but I feel like since I've started using this, as I'm reading at night, I'm getting sleepier a lot faster and just kind of, oh, just a nice, gentle way to end the day. I also love that it comes with a rechargeable battery, so I'm not going to be constantly forgetting to replace the batteries and then not using it. And yeah, it's just been really fantastic so far. Oh, and another great thing about it is that each of the lights are adjustable. So you could turn it on really bright, or if you're really wanting to have lower light for whatever circumstance you're in, they're independently adjustable. So you could turn up the light bright on one side and lower on the other if you wanted to, which depending on what your eye health is. Actually, my husband has one eye that he has constantly had some issues with. He cannot have bright light around that one. So if you have issues with your eyes in that sense, it's really great to have independently adjustable light. So there's three settings for each side, like a low, medium, and high. So anyway, I mean, it's a little bit more than I've spent on one in the past. I think it's just under the $20 mark. But to have a really great light for either when you're traveling or you're laying in bed or whatever, you could even use it if you're crafting, not just reading. So I don't know, it's been super handy. And because I did pay a little bit more for it, I'm definitely taking a little bit better care of it than I have with the cheapy ones I've used in the past. So
that sounds fantastic. Yeah. I have never bought a reading light. I just use my bedside light, which is kind of annoying to my husband when he's home because, you know, especially if I come in after he's just turned off the lights and I flip that light back on. And,
right.
You know, you startle awake. You're like, what is it?
Yes.
It's just you. Yes. You know, sort of a thing. I'm like, sorry, I have to read before I go to bed.
Yeah.
So it's a non-negotiable. That light has to go back on. So maybe he should buy that for me.
Right, right, right. So this has been a good
Serve one. Serve us both well. Well, I have a reading one too, so I'll just piggyback on it. It's more about kids reading. This is my idea. I did this last year, you guys, and it worked. And so I am here to tell the awesome community that I am not above this and you can do it too. And it is to bribe a reluctant reader.
Okay, let's hear this.
Okay, so my oldest, she would read as long as she's got a good book. You know, she just has to find something that she likes. My second, who is the 13-year-old boy, he can read, but he had just never found anything that really pulled him in outside of kind of like the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He loves graphic novels and all those things are fine. But I was like, dude, if you could just focus a little bit more to get into some of these books that look intimidating to you, I promise that you would like it. And so that was what gave me the confidence to say, I will pay you $25 to read the first book of the Percy Jackson series.
$25?
That's amazing. And this is a kid who doesn't really like to work, but is always complaining that he has no money. You know, so he's like, why do I want a new computer? And we're like, well, then save up your money. And he's like, I don't want to go pick up sticks in the yard. So reading a book was an attractive opportunity for him. That is a lot of money for him, for $25 to read a book. But the reason that I did it was I was so confident that I could pay him to read that first book, that then he would be hooked and he would keep reading the series. And in fact, Awesomes, that is exactly what happened.
I love it. That's amazing. It's a reading miracle.
My evil plan worked. I know, exactly. So now he has read pretty much everything Rick Riordan has ever written multiple times. Like now I've got to try to get him to read a new series. I'm like, you need to break out. But I actually did the same thing for my daughter. She, for whatever reason, maybe it's because I love Harry Potter so much, had been resistant to reading Harry Potter. So I was like, and you too, child. I will pay you $25 to read the first book because then I know that you'll be hooked. And in fact, right now, she's just started The Deathly Hallows for the first time. Let's just take a moment.
I just got chill bumps.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just so fun to see these kids start to choose to read, or if nothing else, when their screen time is up, to pick up a book without a whole lot of fighting because they know they're going to return to some characters and storylines they love. So that is my tip to bribe a reader. I guess the little sub point under it is if you guys have and are not aware, summer library reading programs in your area, That's a great way to motivate kids because they're usually earning things if they read a certain number of books. Our libraries have fantastic prizes and giveaways. And because we live on the county borderline, we can do both counties. And so we get double the prizes. Barnes & Noble and Half Price Books both have summer reading programs where you can earn either free books or gift cards and that sort of thing. So those are other ways to motivate those kids, either A, if they don't really want to read, or B, if they just need a little extra push to get into a book that maybe they already do like, they just have to remember.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. I think that that could work well for a lot of, especially like you said, reluctant readers. There's sometimes bribery is the answer is what
that's
we're
right.
saying.
We're not above it. We are also pro-bribery. It's sort of awesome.
Yes.
Keeping it real.
That's right. No doubt about that. Okay, well, I'm going to take a bit of a turn for the next one on my list, not reading related or bribery related, but something that I think all of us are going to be reaching for throughout the summer. And that is some great products for hair, face, and sun protection. So I'm going to go through, I'm kind of cheating on this one, Callie, because this isn't just one thing. I'm going to give you three things.
Yeah, that's okay. We've done that before.
Yeah. The first one is for hair, and this is a product my sister introduced me to. Lots of you all know, if you're a longtime listener, my sister Emily is my own personal beauty guru. She knows all the products, all the good stuff. This is something that she had me pick out actually back in the fall. It's not just a summer product, but it's especially amazing in the summer. It's by the company Qi, and it's called Silk Infusion. It's a silk reconstructing complex, whatever that means. I don't know how it works or why it works, but here's what it does. It tames the frizz. Ooh. So it is a serum that you put in your hair after you shower, and you only need like one or two drops. You use a tiny bit, you rub it between your palms, you smooth it through your hair. This is particularly important for people with hair texture like mine, which naturally is neither straight nor curly. It's in the wavy camp. And in the summer when the humidity goes up, which it already has here in Oklahoma, I walk around feeling like a mess of frizz all day. But I've been using this pretty consistently for a while now, and I've really noticed a difference. Even so far, we're only to the end of May as we're recording, and it has really made a difference in the frizz level. And it's really kind of, I do have a lot of natural waves. So between using this and getting my hair cut a couple of months ago, my hair's kind of going back to this natural wavy thing that it's had going on. So that I had lost for a while, but now it's back. So this is Qi Silk Infusion. So that's for hair. For face, this is something I learned from the Awesomes. Sometimes I pick up new Awesomes of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
And great products from my life from our Awesomes in our Sorta Awesome Hangout on Facebook. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about my new favorite mascara is from IT Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Someone mentioned that they love IT Cosmetics CC Cream. So okay. CC Cream is color correcting cream. This is a little bit thicker, a little bit more coverage than BB creams. So BB mm-hmm. creams are beauty balms and they're kind of a blend. They're similar to a tinted moisturizer.
Right.
Most BB creams also have some SPF in them. The CC cream is going to be a little bit more coverage. It's going to do that color correcting that lots of us need to kind of smooth out red spots or whatever. It also does have an SPF. In fact, it has an SPF 50 in this
wow.
one from it. It's called Your Skin Bit Better CC Cream. I am loving it. I actually had to get the medium shade. I guess I've gotten so much sun on my skin already this spring. I'm really glad I actually went into an Ulta store to pick it out. And the lady was testing different shades on me. And so I have medium for the summer. But again, a little bit higher on the price point, but definitely worth it for some face coverage during the summer. So,
right. And it does, it's a twofer since it has the SPF in there mm-hmm. as well as the coverage. That's always really nice. You're saving one step.
Exactly. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was sunscreen and sunblock. So lots of us during the summer, of course, want to grab some sun protection for just your going out to the lake or the beach or hiking or whatever. I love a great sunscreen because you can be out in the sun. It's going to protect your skin from burning, but you're going to get some tan while you're out in the sun. One that we've talked about recently in the Hangout group and that I've used, I forgot about this, but I've used it before, is Alba's Botanica Hawaiian Sunscreen, which comes in SPF 30. It's great coverage. It absorbs really well. Of course, you want to follow the instructions. One thing that's great about the Alba line is that this is a biodegradable sunscreen. Mm. And again, for most of us, especially here domestically in the U.S., that's not that big of a deal. But if you're traveling somewhere tropical to some travel spot where they have coral reefs or other things in the environment that they're trying to protect, they're going to ask that you use a biodegradable sunscreen. So if you're looking for one, this one specifically, their Hawaiian sunscreen, is really great. It absorbs great. So that's a good one. Now, for some people, and definitely for people who want to protect the skin on their face, you're going to want to look for a sunblock. So one that I've been using this year that I really love is from Neutrogena. It's their Ultra Sheer Dry Touch Sunblock. You can wear it on your face. You could wear it all over if you want. But definitely a lot of us want to have a full, not just a sunscreen, but a sunblock on our face. We really don't want that sun to come through and tan our facial skin quite as much. And so you can grab this Ultra Sheer Dry Touch Sunblock from Neutrogena. You could wear it under your makeup if you don't have a makeup that comes with an SPF. It goes on and you don't even know you're wearing it, which
wow,
sun protection can really feel so greasy under your makeup.
Yeah. And heavy. It feels heavy.
Heavy.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one absorbs into your skin on your face so wonderfully. You could totally wear it under makeup, or if you're just out at the beach, whatever, wear it alone when you're going to be out in the sun. Do be careful around the eyes. Anything that has an SPF in it around your eyes, if you're sweating or if it gets in your eyes, it's going to burn a little bit. So be mindful of that. But those two products, the one from Alba and the Neutrogena one, are really fantastic for sun protection this summer. So I wanted to make sure I got that in.
When I think of sunblock, I still go back to like the 90s. Do you remember this, Megan, when for a little while, like zinc was back in and people would wear, they had like different colored
zinc. I do remember that. Yes.
That was like the only type. I thought that stuff was so cool, you guys. I would wear it on my lips because I thought, like, I don't know. I look back and you think, Kelly, girl, someone needs to stage an intervention.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's so
here's
funny.
The even worse. Can I share a confession?
Yeah.
Oh my word, you guys. I didn't always have the money to go and buy the cool zinc stuff, but basically, Desitin baby butt cream is
yes,
zinc.
Yes, yes.
So I would just use my little brother's Desitin on my face
Kelly.
To look cool. I know.
Oh my
gosh. Bless my heart. Bless my heart. So that is just between us awesomes. We will now amazing. Move on as if that never happened.
Yes, let's do. What is the last item on your list for summer 2017?
I have saved the best for last.
Oh,
and
good.
It is a food item. I was laughing at the Cajun turkey burger reference earlier, Megan, because that is such a healthy, good, whole summer thing you can make. This one is like still a whole summer thing that you can make, but it is not healthy. It is called Summer Lovin' S'more Bars.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So if you love s'mores, you guys, and I remember last year we even talked about how you could grow up a s'more and put different flavors on it and fruit and sort of thing. Sometimes you just can't get out there and roast your marshmallows and do all of this. So this has all the flavors of a s'more, but in a bar form. And it really is just as rich. It's actually even, I would say, almost better than a actual s'more because you're able to tinker with it a little bit more. All you're doing is taking graham crackers and crushing them, mixing them with sugar and butter and making, you know, like a crust, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're cooking that. And then really over that, you are just putting... You're melting some chocolate chips or some dark chocolate. You know, this is where you can get creative and be a little bit more grown up if you want to. Mixing some butter with it and you're spreading it across the top and letting it harden. Throwing some mini marshmallows on and like broiling them real quick so that they get melty and a little crispy. And then if you've saved some of the graham cracker mix that was the crust, you sprinkle a little bit of that on top right away. You guys.
That sounds amazing. Oh my gosh.
And they are the perfect thing. I mean, you could bring them out to a potluck or something to your July 4th gathering, except they are a little melty with that chocolate in there, right?
So
they do work best when they can be kept cool. But every single person in your life will love these.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
They are so ubiquitous when it comes to just those childhood flavors that we all love. My big recommendation is to cut them into smaller squares than you think you want because they're so rich. You've got the sugar in with the graham crackers and there's butter on everything and the chocolate layer is thick. So it is wonderful though. And the great thing is that it doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter if you have a fire pit. You can make these and have these s'mores on hand for family, friends, and guests. They are very addictive.
Oh my gosh, they sound completely divine. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and of course, we'll put the full recipe in the show notes.
Sure, yes, so fun. Well, the last one on my list is also something for a summer treat, also definitely not healthy. So Kyle and I experiment a little bit each summer with trying out new kinds of alcoholic beverages, grown-up right. beverages, something fun. Again, going back to that idea that in the summer you kind of let your hair down and play around a little bit. So we have declared this summer for ourselves to be the summer of rum.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been playing around with different drink recipes and combinations. And of course, the ubiquitous summer rum grown-up drink is a mojito.
Mojito.
And love so, them, yeah, and we have so much fun just playing around with recipes and playing around really with the technique. Neither of us grew up around having a full bar, watching people prepare drinks or anything like that. So a lot of the time, we're just like firing up YouTube and figuring out how to do a lot of these things. So a little twist on the traditional preparation for mojitos that we've been loving is starting out with a mint-infused simple syrup.
Okay.
So in a traditional mojito, a lot of times you're just mixing a spoonful of sugar and kind of right. crushing that with the mint actually in the glass. But we came across a recipe where a person put together a mint-infused simple syrup. So simple syrup is just equal parts water and sugar. Bring mm-hmm. it to a boil, kind of let it simmer for about 3 minutes or so, and then you turn it off and let it cool, and you've got a simple right. syrup. So what we've been doing, our neighbor grows mint in her garden, so we will grab a few sprigs of mint from that. We'll throw it in after the syrup has come to a boil and simmered for 3 minutes or so. We throw the mint in, cover it, put it on the back burner, and just let it sit for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you have this mint-infused syrup. So then when you go to put your mojito together, you start with that, pour that over some crushed ice, do a shot of your white rum, and then you add club soda, squeeze some fresh lime juice over it, and then you can garnish it with a couple of fresh mint leaves. And it's so delicious. Mm-hmm. And what we discovered quickly was that the girls thought it was such a fun idea too. So we've been making for them with that same mint right. syrup, doing like homemade mint lemonades, mint limeades. So they think it's fun to use the club soda. And so we'll do that with some of that mint syrup and then fresh squeezed limes or lemons to taste. And they've just thought that those are so fun. And those really are so refreshing for yes. a hot summer evening.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I always have mint that just shows back up in yeah. my garden. So, and it is like one of those plants that tends to take over. So I think anybody who has mint or has a friend or a neighbor who has mint, they're always saying, what can I do with it? Mm-hmm. So this is a great way. And you don't even have to drink alcohol. You can right. use that mint syrup for so many things. I'm absolutely going to be making that.
Yeah, it's been really great. Okay, well, this has been our list of 10 great things to incorporate into your summer 2017 to have lots of fun. This summer, we know you guys have tons of great ideas too. So mm-hmm. if you want to talk to us about your ideas or ask us questions or follow up on any of these from today's episode, you can find us on social media to do that. So Kelly, remind us where we can find you all around the web.
On Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Kelly at Lovewell, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/lovewellblog.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sorta Awesome Meg. You can find the show on Instagram. We now have over 4,000 followers mm-hmm. over on Instagram. Our community over there is just growing and growing. We are on Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show. We're on Twitter at Sorta Awesome Pod, and you can find us anytime on Facebook at facebook.com/sortaawesome. Thanks so much for listening. Happy summer, and we'll see y'all next time. Sorta Awesome was created by me, Megan Teets, and is produced each week in collaboration with Kelly Gordon, Rebecca Hoffer, and Laura Tremaine. Visit us on the web at sortaawesomeshow.com, where you can sign up for the show's newsletter, connect with the Sorta Awesome community, and find show notes for each episode of Sorta Awesome. Music is provided by the band Progger. Find out more at proggermusic.com. We'll meet you back here next time as we discover, explore, and discuss all the things that make life sorta amazingly awesome.